This is JJ and Alex.
I made a name for myself. I told you I won't be denied.
As you wrap up your day, it's time to get your fix of the teams you live for and the sports you love. This is JJ and Alex, presented by G2G Bars on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
With the first pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams, quarterback, Southern California. Washington Commanders select Jaden Daniels, quarterback, LSU. The New England Patriots select Drake May, quarterback, North Carolina. With the eighth pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Atlanta Falcons select Michael Penix Jr.
Well, there it is.
Wow. Washington. Wild.
The Minnesota Vikings select
J.J. McCarthy,
quarterback, Michigan.
The Denver Broncos select Bo Nix.
There it is.
Wow. Quarterback, Oregon.
6 for 12. 6 quarterbacks in the first dozen picks.
Could not have picked better music right here, Jeremy. Absolutely, this is how I get jacked up. The draft, first round in the books. Have we just been all fooled by this quarterback class? And I'll tell you what it is. Even if it's not an elite group of quarterbacks, elite agents across the board.
Facts,
because they got their guys.
Is every NFL team going to have a rookie quarterback next year? All 32?
You know what? Maybe that should be the rule.
We're on pace.
Maybe that should be the rule.
6 in round 1? Times 7?
That's how you make it more interesting. Here's what you do.
There's plenty to choose from, apparently.
You got to start the year off with a rookie quarterback. Now, he didn't have to finish the season. You can pull him after the first game only. Game 1, just to get in the books, especially if they're going to be playing more games, throw that first one away, all right? Make all the rookies start. Make all the rookies start.
Rookie week. Well, that's basically week 18 anyway,
I know.
Right?
It's just like homecoming. Just like homecoming.
Yeah, soon to be week 19, right? My goodness.
Now we're playing the Jets this week. Start the rookie.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Which one, boss?
We
drafted
so
7
much
of them.
Load management with an 18-game schedule.
We drafted 7 rookie quarterbacks.
Have them draw straws.
You have to do it. Oh, welcome in. It is JJ and Alex on a Friday afternoon. What's the rule on Friday, JJ? What's the number one rule?
We have to have fun.
Have to have fun. And I'm glad Sly's here.
I thought you were going to say we needed some food brought in here.
You know what? Now, that is an amendment we need to add to the JJ and Alex constitution.
Sorry to tell you, no food allowed. In the studios.
Oh, Jeremy.
Or in the producer's booth. So I know.
I'm clean. I got nothing.
I'm just telling you.
Hey, no breaking the mood here, Jeremy.
Here's the problem, too.
That's not fun.
No, I know.
Wait,
there's a fridge in here. There's a fridge in here. Could we put it in the fridge?
I'll allow it.
Yeah. There you go.
I'll allow it.
Because what's going to happen is we order the food. We put it out in the main area out there. Gone. The most ravenous people on the planet, well, the second most ravenous are radio people. Number one is the TV newsroom.
Oh, I thought
most ravenous.
I thought you were going to say BYU. I was just...
No.
College kids.
Nobody loves free food more than the media.
More than the media newsroom. All right. We've got a show to kick off. On top of the fact that we're watching the NBA playoffs, getting ready for a big weekend, this is where I'm going to be planted, is watching these NBA playoffs this weekend, watching the NHL playoffs this weekend.
I was looking forward to burying Sly's Lakers.
Oh.
Who I think are officially dead.
Oh,
yes.
I was so mad last night. I almost didn't have a voice this morning because I was yelling at TV.
But look,
so
LeBron,
much.
What did LeBron say after the game? You know, we take full responsibility. Oh, wait, no. He said,
this is the Lakers sucked yesterday. They suck again today.
What did LeBron say after the game? I don't know what's going on in the replay booth back in New York. That's where he went. That's what he went with.
I mean, that was game 2.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, that's where he's going in all of this.
You start blaming the refs after game 2,
well,
you're
in
big
trouble.
Things
aren't good.
That's true. Anytime you get somebody who's not accepting anything.
Right.
We
got to get better.
Didn't acknowledge the 20-point lead that was blown.
We got to get better. No.
Yeah, that's how you know that you know, they're not ready for a championship.
Well, it's going to be a full weekend of tons of fun. And by the way, I can't tell you how many people are like, I started watching the NHL playoffs at my house. That's kind of fun. And I'm like, newsflash.
Hello,
this is why Ryan and Ashley Smith made the decision that they did, because there's something that it's a horribly kept secret. And frankly, it needs to be something we talk about more. The NHL playoffs are better than any of the Big Four playoffs by far.
The first two rounds,
amazing.
Not even close.
Amazing.
Not even close.
So it's something you got to tune in for. So if it's NBA playoffs, if it's NHL playoffs, we'll be watching all of it. On top of the fact that the NFL draft, of course, is underway.
It's
and
a hot month. I thought it was supposed to be, calm.
No.
Is there any such thing?
No, there's not such thing anymore. Because now it just goes straight into it. They just announced that the NHL lottery is going to happen on May 7th. Mm-hmm. And we don't have a time for it, but I'm assuming because it's going to be on ESPN, it's all going to be East Coast situation. We're going to be able to take a lot of that because guess what? We now have a dog. Ooh, have we got it's not a coyote anymore, so it's not a dog in the fight.
Don't do that.
We have a outlaw in the fight. I'm not sure.
We have a team in the fight. We have an abominable snowman in the fight.
We got a snowman.
Yes, we do.
We have a snowman in the fight.
There's one that I almost wanted to send an email back. We get a lot of these emails from people that go, I think we should call him this. Did you guys see the one today? I think that it's a disservice if we don't call them the Utah Yaks. I went, come on. The Utah Yaks. And they were like, and then on the power play, we call it the Yak Attack. I was like, we're not doing this.
When I think of Utah, I think of Yaks.
I think of yakking. Yeah. Right. It's not any of that. So we've got tons to
that
chat about.
That was a masterpiece.
I don't think people think of the negative puns that can go off of some of the names that they
listen. Have. I was all sorts. Yeah. I've had all sorts of ideas that JJ has to remind me. Like, well,
it's like
that
naming
be
your
correct.
Kid Bart. Don't do that to him. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Come on. Maybe give him character. That's what'll happen. You give our team character. Give him a terrible name, and it's a boy named Sue situation. And then they're tough. Tough as nails, man. Got to live up to it. All right. We've got a show to kick off. We've got tons of things to get into. JJ and Alex is always brought to you by G2G Bars. All natural ingredients and no preservatives make the G2G Bar perfect for anybody who needs a quick, tasty, nutritious boost. Let's kick things off, though, as we always do at the top of the show. Let's get into the NFL Draft Round 1. All the goings on, everything that happened. We'll break down a little bit of what our guesses were yesterday versus what the reality was. Let's get right to it. It is The Cut.
It's time for the biggest story of the day. This is What Made the Cut with JJ and Alex on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
All right. The Cut also today at this hour, as always, brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your retirement planned out right. TRAJANWealth.com. Okay. Let me see here. Any surprises round one for you for you guys? The biggest one, obviously, was Michael Penix Jr. pick at number 8 for the Atlanta Falcons. We'll get into that in just a little while. But the surprise, I think, we knew there were a lot of quarterbacks available. I don't think that we really thought in our hearts of hearts that the teams were really going to go through with it and pick even more quarterbacks than we thought. That was my first reaction was, the same thing that Rich Eisen did. Like, that's six quarterback picks in the first 12.
Crazy.
That's insane. And we said it yesterday, and we heard it yesterday. Some of these guys benefited from the fact that there were teams with high needs, and sometimes your GM just has to make that pick, even if it's not one that you totally need right then. That's a lot of quarterbacks to go, JJ.
I think the draft, the first round of the draft, shows you how the league has evolved and changed into a very offensive league.
Oh, for sure.
23 offensive players in the first round.
Out of the 32.
That's 9 defensive players. That's insane. That's crazy. It used to be like everyone has
defense
to get a pass rusher.
Right?
Everyone's got to get that big defensive tackle run stopper, right? Was there a single running back taken out of that group either? No. It was receivers, quarterbacks, offensive line.
Right. By the way, there's still 1,000 wide receivers left in the draft. There's
I know,
so
and
many.
There's going to be good ones.
Yes.
So I think there's still some quarterbacks out there that are probably as good as some of these guys that were taken later.
That's right.
It just really shows you where the league is going, where it was all about the pass game. You're going to get your receivers, your quarterbacks, and somebody to protect your quarterback. That's what you're looking for. That's what you got to do because you got to light up the scoreboard in this league right now.
Why do you need to protect your quarterback if there's no defense guys?
The league is like this.
You got me, Sly.
You got me. You can't have a conversation with Sly, defensive guy, former Pittsburgh Steeler on top of it, and it's like, who's going to defend the defenders all the time? I will say, though, that I was just absolutely blown away. Like, I could not have imagined that it would have gone this way. And by the way, we were talking about all the things that could have happened or could not have happened. There was no slide. Everybody got moved up.
No.
Everybody got. It's like 1 and 2, we knew what was probably going to be. We were kind of thinking it was going to be Drake May at three with the Patriots. Those were all the rumors, but you never know. It could always change.
Right.
And then to be able to see, like, oh boy, everybody's going after a quarterback right now. Everybody wants a quarterback. They're getting desperate. For the Falcons to move up and get Michael Penix Jr. when they just signed a guaranteed contract for $100 million to Kirk Cousins, I mean, it's absolutely baffling. I will say, points to them, because there are a lot of badly kept secrets, and then there are ones like that that aren't secrets. They're just such wild moves that people would have never thought they would have happened. So who got it right, though, out of those picks when you're talking about it? And even your Denver Broncos, JJ,
yeah,
with the Bo Nix pick that we thought was likely going to – it could turn out to be that way, but you could have very well have seen Bo Nix gone before – to even the Falcons, now that we knew they were trading up and getting a quarterback.
Maybe it was Bo Nix that the Falcons loved, and maybe they would have taken him there. We don't know. Maybe there was another team that could have moved up.
Right.
Maybe the Raiders would have taken Bo Nix next, because there was word that the Raiders did want one of these quarterbacks. But maybe that's why six quarterbacks went before 13, because everybody knew the Raiders were looking for a quarterback. They end up taking Brock Bowers. And the Raiders might actually benefit more than any of these teams we just mentioned with these quarterbacks, because Brock Bowers is a beast.
I know.
And he fell to 13?
So I got a friend who's a big-time Raiders fan, so I've been just killing them the last freaking 10 years.
We do the same thing to Lloyd, too. We know.
You make the worst same decision. Friend.
Everybody has a poor Raiders fan.
And you know, last year I was just like, the Raiders need to take Dalton Kincaid in the first round, and they end up taking, was it Tyree Jackson, defensive end?
I don't even remember who they took.
I think it was some stupid. But didn't they draft
Michael Mayer?
I was like, what is going on?
What are you doing? Yeah. I'm like, Raiders, just the dumbest move ever. Dalton Kincaid's from Vegas, would have been a great little poster boy for you. First round, whatever. You know, there's a lot of quarterbacks coming the next year. You could have invested in that. And then this year, they go out and get Brock Bowers. I'm just like, that's great, but who's that going to throw him the ball?
Yeah.
But here, the Raiders, there's still people out there.
Yes,
I like Joe Milton. Joe Milton has a big arm.
You're a big Spencer Rattler guy, too.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
He's still available. I know it's a shock.
If you could get him in the fifth, sixth round, then I think that's value. But, like, no, I don't think in these next few,
so
he's just not consistent.
Are we watching, because now it's not taking quarterbacks early in the draft, early and often, is not something that is, you know, it's not a crazy thing. But there are trends that we've seen. It's exactly what JJ brought up. It's the offensive side of things. This game has changed to the point now where you are specifically looking for what? The quarterback, the guy protecting the quarterback, the edge rushers are worth a lot. The wide receivers now, of course, the big name wide receivers, those guys are gone. And so many more wide receivers still available, by the way. But have we just noticing the trends? Has it gotten even more lopsided on that side, that football has moved in that direction? We will never be able to get away from, it doesn't matter how many years that bad picks are made, the GMs continue to pick these quarterbacks that they know nothing real. Ultimately, they don't know anything about these guys until they're in an NFL huddle, locker room, taking a snap. How are we supposed to really think that all these guys are going to pay off? What's the most guaranteed payoff in the first round that you saw yesterday? Is it the Brock Bowers type of a pick? Who, by the way, historically, above 13 is not a great pick for a tight end. But I think we're moving in that direction, right? The taking tight ends earlier is something that needs to happen. Brock Bowers might be the most highly touted tight end in the history of our lives, right? And it represents the different type of tight end that the NFL desires nowadays. But I watched yesterday's draft, and everything went off like clockwork. But I think that even then, it was still a massive shock to see how many quarterbacks went. I wasn't shocked to see none of our local guys get picked in that first round.
No.
Here's the good news, though. The draft coverage officially starts up at 5 o'clock today for round two, and I bet we're going to be on the air for at least one, maybe two, and if we're lucky, maybe three local guys to get picked while we're here.
Jackson Powers Johnson, Kingsley Suamata'i, and Cole Bishop will likely be second, third round picks, and maybe another guy sneaks in. Maybe a Sione Vaki. We'll have to see. But I think those three go today.
I agree. But for me, as far as the locks in the first round, yeah, this was absolutely insane. For those guys going up front, I love the combination of Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze. Big Roma Dunze fan.
Are the Bears okay? They actually had a great. They actually drafted offensive players
right.
that are really, really
and
good.
They can get old linemen. There's still a lot of old linemen, good old linemen
now,
left.
On that point, like you put Keenan Allen on one side and you put Roma Dunsey on the other.
DJ Moore in the slot.
DJ Moore in the slot. All of a sudden, the Bears do look like a really good
Cole
offensive
Kmet
team.
Cole Kmet is your other tight end.
That's pretty nice.
Right?
I'm hesitant because the Bears have never been good offensively, and I'm just really hesitant to say this is going to work, but it's looking really good. They do not have a typical Bears offense.
No, they don't.
They don't have the typical personnel they have on offense.
So the Bears, their GM, Ryan Poles,
yes.
Right? Former offensive lineman, right? So I like your John Lynch's, your Ryan Poles who played the freaking game and that are sitting in the war room and going, here's the most important stuff for us. So we at one point said, hey, maybe because you already do have threats, maybe because you do have deep threats, maybe they take Brock Bowers at 9. They really had no way to screw up that 9th spot because don't say that. They do screw it up. But what's crazy is I was listening to The Score out of Chicago on to their program today, their morning show. And it's hilarious because these guys have been burned how many years in a row? How many years in a row have Bears fans, the Bears front office have totally screwed it up, right?
Ever since 1985.
It's been so bad. And yet this morning they were like, you guys, I don't know. Like, we got it right. And there are very few teams who can wake up and say, I think we got it right. And the Bears are one of those teams. I mean, say what you will about Caleb Williams, but Roma Dunze and Caleb Williams, like, what a ridiculous combo. The amount of personnel they have, Cole Kmet might be, he's a top five tight end in the league right now. So I look at it and go, massive, massive.
And a veteran in Keelan Allen to help mentor the younger guys.
But my favorite thing was we finally got a franchise quarterback. And I was like, you've said that about 15 different guys. You know, the Browns have said that 1 million times.
The Mitch Trubisky pick
it's
was
so
just
hard to
so
watch.
Bad.
We finally got our guy, our franchise guy. I'm all, you guys got your franchise guy in Justin Fields in 21.
Right.
He was supposed to be the next franchise guy. Anyway, bottom line is time will tell. But hope springs eternal for teams who make good picks on a day like yesterday. Any teams that totally screwed it up, per your view? Anybody who you went, I cannot believe they did X, Y, and Z. The Atlanta pick is the most criticized one.
I'll save that for the next segment.
Okay.
So I won't bag on the Falcons. I'm looking at the Bengals taking a reaching on an offensive tackle in mid-rounds when you had some really good players on the board, like Chop Robinson, Brian Thomas Jr. of LSU, a receiver. I mean, you're trying to help that offense. You're trying to help.
Yeah, help
you're
the defense with Terry and Arnold. They could have got.
Yeah, right. What are we doing? Like, do you really need to reach on an offensive lineman who a project?
But
when there's really good,
guys,
high quality guys that would help you.
But here's the thing: Joe Burrow's been hit way too much. You made it all the way to the Super Bowl with a terrible offensive.
But I don't think that guy can play. He can't play year one. That doesn't help him. I think that you probably could have found an offensive lineman. So Jordan Morgan of Arizona, I think, would have been a better bet. Tyler Guyton of Oklahoma.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just feels like they took a guy that doesn't have a lot of experience, even at the college level. I know he was at Georgia. I get that. But just because you went to Georgia
doesn't mean
you're good.
I've seen some Georgia guys that
right.
aren't good. Yeah.
Alabama, same thing, right? Where you get the guys who are like, they were at this program and they're huge. That's that huge name. By the way, I was looking at this. Are you ready for some crazy numbers on Nick Saban? Because this was officially his last group of guys, right, that he'll be able to. I mean, there are some guys that he brought in, obviously. But like, he coached these guys, right? 28 seasons at Alabama. 7 titles.
28, jeez.
Okay. 13-5 was his playoff record and BCS record. He was ranked number one 109 weeks. Win percentage is 80%. 52 first-round draft picks in the 28 seasons
52?
That he's done. 52 first-round draft picks. Okay, national awards, all of the different awards, 50 of them, okay? That's 28 seasons. In 129 seasons, Oklahoma, 7 titles to 7 titles. Oklahoma, 101 weeks to 109 weeks of Nick Saban being ranked. This is 100 more seasons.
Roll damn tide.
Okay, all right? Now, you ready for here's my favorite stat of the entire draft, though. Here's my favorite stat of the entire draft. Out of the first draft picks in the first round draft picks that were there. Oh, how many was it? I think it was 5 out of the first 12 Pac-12 guys.
That I saw that. That was what I paid attention to. Pac-12 hit it, especially with the Steelers pick. I think the Steelers, as far as who got it right, we said it. Steelers are going to take an old lineman, but I absolutely love Troy Fatuama.
Who was on the board for the Bengals.
You see
what I'm saying?
Fautanu
is going to start next year for the Steelers.
Oh, without question.
Amarius Mims won't see the field for 2 years.
Maybe they're just big.
He's a project.
Maybe they're not good. Maybe they just don't love Penn State guys. Maybe they have a Penn State history.
Started 8 games.
My goodness.
And his tape is not good.
Yeah.
Again, what we talked about yesterday, there's some organizations that really invest in their scouting, their analytics, all the stuff they do, and those teams usually hit.
Yeah.
You can tell the teams that don't do their homework and make odd, strange picks, and this is one of those. Yeah. The Bengals are a team that's like, I know they got it right with Burrow and a lot of guys recently, and that's why they've been able to build a playoff team, but you have a chance to really help your team. And there was offensive lineman available. Xavier Worthy was available. Now he's with the Kansas City Chiefs, and that is a home run pick.
You think they need that? Right. Come on.
They basically got...
They got a freebie.
They got another speedster for Mahomes.
The Buffalo Bills are the ones that pissed me off in this draft.
They clearly don't want to spend money.
No,
the Bills.
So they're behind on cap space, right? So we knew these Bills were coming. Well, the Bills for the Bills have been coming up.
Yes,
we knew that this time.
Now
this,
they have to pay.
That window was closing quickly, and as soon as you saw them kind of start to flame out over the last couple seasons, go out early. You were wondering how long that window was going to stay open, and the bloodletting has already started. They've been getting rid of some of their best defenders, obviously, and so. But 5 out of 12 picks,
and Stephon Diggs is gone.
My goodness. Okay, 5 out of the first 12 picks
and
to the Pac-12.
You let two good receivers
from the Pac-12.
Uh huh.
And then the other one that was surprising is Ricky Pearsall going to the. I was like, he's a first rounder.
I like McConkey more than Pearsall, but Pearsall has made some incredible catches. But yeah, is he a first round guy?
A first rounder?
Well,
that's what
here's
I was.
The, what,
again,
what
it's
message
the offense,
does that
23
send?
Offensive players, then you're going to have second round talent sneak into the first round offensively.
You're paying Debo Samuel there. You're trying to figure out how you're going to pay Brandon Ayuk.
Rumors
right?
He's going to be traded, by the way.
But here's my thing is you're going to pick a receiver. You picked Ricky Pearsall. You got Xavier Leggett that's still available.
Yeah.
Who is a monster.
Monster.
Ooh.
I take him over Ricky Pearsall.
So Ricky Pearsall, but I'll say too. I mean, was Ayuk was a ASU guy too, right? I mean, Pearsall was for
ASU,
a handful.
Yeah,
for
yeah,
a,
yeah, Brandon Ayuk played at ASU. Yeah.
So
that's what I was saying. I was like, is that something where you're trying to keep Ayuk? So
no.
His buddy
but
or
no,
something?
Ayuk sees a wide receiver get picked, and then he thinks to himself, "I'm gone." Right? Isn't that what? Because they have to decide whether or not they're going to sign or not.
They're having issues with both. So the public issue has been with Ayuk, but apparently there's thoughts and belief
Debo
that they are going to move on from Debo Samuel
as well
here soon.
So that's how they
because
say money.
Insert Sione Vaki.
The 49ers, you talk about the Bills window closing. People don't talk about this enough because the 49ers have been so good.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills are due for the 49ers. They're completely capped out. No one's spent more.
Yeah.
And they're having a problem now where they've got so much money.
They have,
committed
a cheap,
to people.
They have a cheap quarterback for a minute.
They're gonna That's exactly right.
We talked about that. Yeah.
And they're gonna have to shed some salary, and it looks like Debo might be the guy they have to let go of.
The money they spent on the defensive end, they got Hargrave at the defensive tackle, Chase Young.
Yep.
They brought in last year.
Although he's gone.
Bosa, yeah, just one and done with those guys. But you
spent
money to get them.
Right.
You got Greenlaw and Fred Warner at their linebacker positions.
They're doing the college football mid-year transfer portal thing for their to pick up guys for the playoffs. Look.
That's how it feels.
We gotta take a break here. Okay, we're.
Go ahead.
Do you think we have a few things to say about this? There's a lot.
We're not done.
Oh yeah.
There's a lot still going on.
So much. So much.
I was just excited. Pac 12, 5 of the first 12 picks. I'm excited to see how they build on that as a conference going forward. That'd be.
Womp womp.
Jeez.
But do you see what I'm saying?
Where's the sad trombone?
we really dropped the ball on that conference deal there.
So sorry,
the price
Pac-12.
Is wrong, Pac-12.
Three quarterbacks. We knew the quarterback. It was the quarterback conference this year for sure. All right, we'll take the break. We'll come back when we do. We have tons to jump into. Our draft coverage, this entire NFL draft, pre-draft, all of it brought to you by Manuel Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning. Let me give you the phone number we gave out the other day when we had Brian on. 801-262-4671. That's 801-262-4671. 262-4671. You're on the books, JJ.
I'm on the books. I got the $89 deal on
Tuesday.
Let's
go. All right. Be like JJ. Get that deal. Let's go. 801-262.
Don't wait on your air conditioning. Don't do it.
Dude, it's that time. We're all clicking it on. Don't be fooled by the rain either for this 1 or 2 days.
The heat's coming.
801-262-4671. Manuel Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, bringing you the draft coverage right here. We'll come back. We've got tons to jump into, including the pick of the night, or at least the wild pick of the night, which was the Atlanta Falcons picking up Michael Penix Jr. after they just signed a massive deal with a new quarterback. Stay right here with us, 97.5 BKSL Sports Zone.
Your home for the best coverage of the Jazz, Utes, and Cougars is right here on The Zone. This is JJ and Alex, presented by G2G Bars on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Being able to add Michael Penix Jr., when you can add a high-caliber player like that, with his intangibles, those tools, he's a winner. Very, very excited. Kirk Cousins is our quarterback. We're very excited about Kirk, very excited about this team. Michael Penix is, we're talking about the future. The draft is, you look at the future and you look at big picture. We are very excited about that quarterback room. And again, Kirk is our quarterback, but adding Michael Penix is thinking about the future.
Oh my goodness. Drama. We have some drama on our hands. I love it. Part of the deal is that if you're sitting there and if you're on the Atlanta Falcons football team and you are, let's say you're on the offense, and let's say you are walking in there. Terry Fontenot, by the way, the GM for the Atlanta Falcons. That's who you heard on the way in. You have two things you have to do when you make these kinds of announcements, right, JJ? You go in and you say, "Now Kirk's our guy." Make no mistake about it, we are more excited than ever to have.
Do you have to say
Kirk
that
Cousins.
If Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes or a caliber of quarterback like that is your quarterback? Why do you have to say it with Kirk Cousins?
You didn't have to say it with Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay either.
Jordan Love.
But Aaron Rodgers still got grumpy about it. Now, Aaron Rodgers gets grumpy about everything and has an opinion about everything. Now, this morning, the first thing I read today was that the agent for Kirk Cousins was quite shocked and a little bit disappointed in that pick. Why? Now, the agent.
You got paid.
Of course. But, you know, you got to put your elbows out for your guy. We talk all the time. If we're being dead serious about what we were talking about situations.
Right.
Michael Penix Jr., in his head, might think to himself, no, get me out there. I want to be there. But he could legitimately sit 4 or even 5 seasons behind Kirk Cousins. Now, is that a smart move? But you are paying a guy $100 million, so you hope you get that. That's the guaranteed money. You hope you can get your entire worth out of Kirk Cousins. Think about the skill position guys you have there, just off the top of your head. Bijan Robinson, maybe the most electric running back we saw come out of the draft in quite some time, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have Tyler Algier there. 1,000-yard rushing rookie season, right? Drake London. They have a good young defense. Adding a quarterback like Michael Penix Jr., is that a terrible move? I don't hate it. Now, I'm a Michael Penix guy. I know you are too, JJ. But
I am.
Yeah, but.
I hate it.
Why?
Let me give you 2 reasons why I hate it. Number 1, Michael Penix turns 24 in May.
Oh, did he serve a mission?
He'd be a little older.
I think he's one of those guys.
COVID quarterback, let's just say that.
Okay.
Quarterback with multiple injuries.
3 torn ACLs or 2?
2.
I don't even know if he has anything left in those knees.
It was 2 in the same knee.
He doesn't need the
knees.
He
might have had, let me look.
As long as his shoulder's okay.
He had 2 in the same knee, that's for sure.
So I hate it because he's 24. By the time he starts playing, I mean, he's 27, 28. I don't think it's fair to him. I think there was better opportunities for him out there. And the Falcons took him as a future project. He's not 20, right? This is not Drake May you're taking here. This is a guy that is as experienced outside of Bo Nix. We all know how many games Bo Nix has played. This is as experienced as a quarterback as you're going to find who won at a high level. This is as ready to go a quarterback in this draft right now. Mm-hmm. Outside of maybe, I think Caleb Williams is ready, and I think that Bo Nix is probably experienced enough. But you're not. That's not fair to him. He's not going to sit. He's going to be in his late 20s by the time he even sees the field, whether it's 2, 3, 4 years, right? The other thing about this is the Falcons, this was not a need for them.
No.
Like, this is not like, oh my gosh, Michael Penix Jr. is like going to be a Hall of Famer. We got to take him now. I don't buy that. There was Roma Dunsey was on the board.
Surprise.
Right? There was some really good offensive linemen on the board. Olu Fashanu of Penn State. You've got to protect Kirk Cousins. Who are you protecting him with?
So I'm
who
trying
are
to look.
You protecting him with? So you have all these great players that were projected to be in the top 10, and they take a guy that was ranked as second-round quarterback prospect. And go back to what Merrill Hodge said. We are terribly overvaluing the quarterback position in the draft. Now, I get it. The quarterback position is everything in the NFL. But six rookies in the first 12 picks? How many of these guys are even going to be starting next year?
Right.
Some of them might have to, and it's going to absolutely ruin them. Look at Zach Wilson. We got so many.
Drake May will be one of those.
Drake May's next. He's going to get killed in New England. He won't make it past game three.
Right.
Who's their backup again? Is it Jacoby Brissett? Is that
Bailey Zappe?
Oh, it's Bailey Zappe. Oh, gosh.
So you get my point with this. Do I
your
love
son's girlfriend?
She's great.
Too easy.
It is too easy here in Utah. I love Michael Penix Jr. I don't understand why the Falcons, and I don't understand why number 8. And I don't think it's good for him, and I don't think it's going to be good for the Falcons because they took somebody at number 8 who's not going to see the field for 3 or 4 years unless they're going to, unless they threw a bunch of money away on Kirk Cousins, and then they're in cap hell just like my Broncos were with Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
So back to their management, back to Falcons management. What is your logic here? What are you thinking? Because either Kirk Cousins is a success and you wasted a number 8 pick on a guy that's not even seeing the field, or you blew it on Kirk Cousins, you lost a lot of money, you screwed up your cap space, and now you got to roll out Michael Penix Jr., and the team's like, what are we doing here, right? I just don't think this sends the right message to the team about what your focus is and about winning right now.
Now, here's the part.
Because Kirk Cousins was a win-now signing.
Here's the part that I do agree with. That I do agree with you on. In that backfield, in that quarterback room, you'll have a torn Achilles from Kirk Cousins, a torn left rotator cuff at some point that he got fixed as well in an offseason. Now, left, he's a righty, but, you know, whatever. Michael Penix tore his right ACL twice in 2 years.
Dang it!
he also had shoulder surgery to repair a torn shoulder back in 2021. That's the thing where right after that he left Indiana to go to Washington. Indiana's doctors didn't clear him the last little bit of the season because of the injuries that he had. And it's a wild thing to think that all those injuries are there. However, he's still we talked about it, from the logic that we talked about with taking guys who are talented, all those things. If you were a GM, would you take Michael Penix Jr. or Drake May first? Both of you told me Michael Penix Jr. Right.
Yes. Right.
But he got picked third, and Michael Penix Jr. got picked eighth.
Right.
And so on paper, like sometimes as a GM, you go, we have the chance to get a guy that we've all really liked in this room.
We loved. And he didn't go earlier.
And he didn't go.
Yeah.
And so
let's do it. Let's not let the Saints.
Now, would he have been, but he may have been available at that
12,
13, 14 kind of spot. No, but Penix wasn't a guy that was on the Broncos' radar from what we knew, right? Bo Nix and J.J. McCarthy, those were the names.
Yeah.
And by the way, J.J. McCarthy to the
Vikings.
To the Vikings?
That's where I wanted Penix to go.
To me, they moved up and went, the Vikings will take Penix. Maybe the Vikings take Penix if we don't right here.
Yeah.
So I don't know. So sometimes you just take the best available guy. And
so here's my thing.
That's always the conversation to have in every draft, in every pro sport.
Best
available guy or the guy that we need exactly right now.
I hate that I agree with all of the facts that you made, JJ. You made some very valid points.
Yeah.
You know, because I actually like, you know, this pickup by Atlanta because I think that they're in a position where it's like, let's win now. They have a veteran quarterback. You have a guy who can take over. Kirk Cousins' contract, as astronomical as it is, it's only 4 years. You know how fast 4 years goes? If Michael Penix can, one, learn, get some experience in that meantime, take over year three. The memes and stuff from this pick is just absolutely awesome. One of the best ones I love is from Any Given Sunday with Cap Rooney and Jamie Foxx, you know, taking over. But I love this pick because, one, you bring contenders now. You have a whole bunch of young guys. There's still a crap ton of talent in this draft from second, third, fourth round that you can pick up. As far as assets in the receiver position, we've talked about there's still tons of receivers out there that could go, who's going to be the next Puka Nacua? Drafted in the fifth round and set records, right?
Roma Dunze, who they could have taken.
Who they could have taken. But, like, you can find
who would have
gems.
Played next year.
Who's going to be the Russell Wilson in the third round? You can find gems later on in the draft. But one value that they absolutely, what Alex said, they loved Michael Penix from everything that they had.
By the way, many, many bro hugs given out by the commissioner last night.
I thought this was off limits.
I was
texting JJ. I'm just like.
I'm pretty sure that he almost had a medical emergency live on TV.
He heard what we said yesterday and said, look.
I'm going to prove these guys
all
wrong.
All the greats work through the injuries. All the greats. This was his flu game. This was the commissioner's flu game last night. He worked through it. He figured it out. So, yes, all the memes that I see, and it never gets old to me, but the Eagles picking Quinyon Mitchell. The first tweet that I saw immediately right after was Dak has his WR1, and I thought, oh, this stuff never gets old.
No, you pick on the Cowboys. This stuff never gets old. I'm like, why would you guys trade down? You guys have nothing, and they traded down.
Yeah,
they always feel like they had no idea, and then they were happy about their pick too. I'm just like,
this just keeps getting better. All right, we're. Of course, rolling through all of the draft coverage as we can handle, and we're about an hour and 15 minutes away from rounds 2 and 3 starting up. And round 2 might be interesting. We could see local names going as soon as the first couple of picks there.
Right.
The people that are still available: Mel Kiper's best available guys. I want to say that I was reading Field Yates, his as well. They differ a little bit, but they were both. That in the first 10 picks of today, you could see Powers Johnson and Sumataia, and then Cole Bishop is right on the fringe there. They want, I think that Mel Kiper even has Jonah Ellis going before like a lot of the projections that people had. So edge rushing, of course, is a big
premium.
Is a big ad that teams want to get. And if you can get a valuable dude, pedigree matters, as we talked about. I heard so many guys talking to, it's just, you love to see them talking about Luther Ellis on these shows and go, his dad, Luther Ellis, insane defensive lineman for the getting drafted by the Lions at the end of his career. Mm-hmm. So there's all of these things that kind of go into this and what round 2 and round 3 could look like. We might have a couple of local names named off here in that 5 o'clock hour. We got tons to go. So stay right here with us. More to go right here. 97.5 the KSL Sports Zone.
Listen, everybody!
Real-life hypotheticals to get your brain churning. As JJ and Alex ask, would you rather?
Welcome back. Bunch of GM juniors in here. Making our own picks. The second round is upcoming here. All of our draft coverage brought to you by Manuel Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning. You want to get the best deal possible? Check out the folks at Manuel Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning. And they're not just the best deal, but they're a repair first firm. And so what they do is they don't show up and try to sell you a furnace. They show up and say, we train our guys to help you fix that problem instead of just going full on, you need a full new unit. 801-262-4671. That's 801-262-4671. Manuel Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. All right, fellas. Here's how it works. Would you rather? Brought to you by America First Credit Union, the official debit cards of the Utah Jazz, University of Utah Sports, and Real Salt Lake, exclusively at America First Credit Union. Okay, I'm going to throw out Caleb Williams. Which rookie quarterback would you want to place the biggest bet on? All things considered now.
What timeline? 5 years, 2 years, 1 year?
Who's going to have the best career based on where they were
selected? Yes. Yes, I love the career question. And now that we know where they're at, so situations, all that are included because, you know, you can be like, hey, that's a great quarterback. I think he'll turn this awful franchise around. That might not necessarily work. So you have to take all that into account. Who's the guy that you'd build your team around?
I can go first. Out of the quarterbacks that were taken in the situation that they were in, it's a tie for me between Bo Nix and Jaden Daniels. I love Jaden Daniels and the Commanders.
I don't know.
I do.
I just don't. I worry about Washington being a place that's going to be, because he's going to have to start
immediately. But you're looking at historical stuff. JJ and I were talking about this the other day, and we kind of look at that, right? But we forget the new management that
I know that they have a new owner, but isn't there just a, you can't totally change everything yet for a while, like in the sense of the organization kind of is what it is for
NFC
a minute.
East, they have nobody who's leading the pack. Yeah, terrible Cowboys who don't know how to make a pick anywhere. They relying on Dak Prescott to do everything.
Well, Jerry's making the picks.
He craps down his leg every year. You got the Philadelphia Eagles who literally imploded. And you got Brian Johnson who knows everything inside out from there. At your Washington Commanders.
Right.
And you're not doing anything with Daniel Jones in New York. Win your division, and you're great. I think they can do it. They have a good defense. They draft a couple more young guys. I think that the Commanders and Jaden Daniels, if he could take over that, they supply him with some more assets over there. I like Jaden Daniels in that situation.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the number one overall pick. I think it's Caleb Williams.
We took him out of that scenario, JJ.
Because that's the easy one.
Yes, I don't listen easy. Well. Then I'm going Bo Nix.
I am an idiot.
I'm going Bo Nix.
Okay. Now, to JJ's credit, you and I had the conversation of, let's take Caleb Williams out while he walked out.
I was occupied doing other things.
We were like this, let's fool him on the way in. We basically zinged
set
you.
JJ,
read the rundown. Wait, we just changed it. All right, fine.
My assistant didn't brief me on this segment.
He put it in. It's fine.
Outside of Caleb Williams. I am going to go Bo Nix, and I'm not just being a Broncos homer here, okay? Of all these teams, you make a good case for Jaden Daniels of the Commanders because I do like the offensive setup there. I'm not a big fan of his offensive coordinator, to be quite honest. I know he's had some success. I'm just not – and I think he's going to be fired in a couple of years. I just don't think it's going to go well there.
Right.
I think that you put Bo Nix in a situation – where he's very, very experienced. He's not going to have to start immediately. He's in a situation where they do have some guys in there that can take the lumps initially until he's ready to go. So you can have some patience with him. But you've got Sean Payton, who obviously has had a tremendous amount of success developing quarterbacks. And there's no pressure there. They're starving for a quarterback right now.
There's no pressure.
And the room, there's nobody in the room. We'll see what Zach can do. But we all know what Zach's history in the NFL is right now. He's got a lot to prove.
Right.
And so it's a golden opportunity for him to get early playing time, but not immediately. So there's no pressure. He has the experience, and he has the coach that can help him get there. I think that you look at the other situations with these other quarterbacks, and I don't think you can check all those boxes.
Agreed.
So I like Bo Nix to have success in Denver, and obviously I'm hopeful of that. But I think I just gave a case as to why I think that he is a good fit there and why it's a good fit for him.
Agreed.
My pick is also Bo Nix, but... And that's even after all the love I gave Michael Penix. The problem is that it's tough to imagine a career that does start in 3 or 4 years and go, but it'll be great. Right. You know what I mean? So I'm going to go full naysayer on all this.
And then you have to, and then this is what I suck, what I hate nowadays, is you have to really like establish what is a good career. Like, does it one Super Bowl, two Super Bowls, appearance in the playoffs, statistical numbers, what qualifies as a good career?
So, I can't say Michael Penix with a straight face, but I'm going to go full naysayer, and I'm going to say the next best available quarterback at least from the position ranking. And it's the guy who won a lot. It's the guy who...
I'm not going to say J.J. McCarthy.
He hasn't been picked yet. That's what my of all the rookie quarterbacks.
Keaton Slovis?
Sorry, I guess I laughed too loud at that. No, sorry. No, Michael Pratt out of Tulane.
Okay.
I think this is one of those guys I think this is one of those guys that is absolutely forgettable during these days, right? Mm-hmm. Unless all the big talking heads are talking about him, to me, he's kind of intriguing. And so out of all the ones you named, because I don't want to take my pick is Bo Nix, and then I'd probably go a little bit closer to that Jaden Daniels pick, maybe. But because you guys both took him, I'm going to go the guy hasn't been picked yet. I'm going to go day two. I'm going to go full Merrill Hodge on you and go push a guy to the second and third, maybe even fourth round. I'm going to say Michael Pratt out of Tulane is going to surprise people.
You guys laughed about Keaton Slovis. ESPN has him as the third best quarterback available.
I know, over Jordan Travis. Jordan Travis, right, who went undefeated while he was playing.
Wait, Joe Milton. Where's Joe Milton at on that list?
Sixth.
Of the best available?
Yes.
So you said Keaton's what, third best available on that list?
Behind Michael Pratt. Third best available. Spencer Rattler, Michael Pratt, and then Keaton Slovis.
It's crazy. So Joe Milton gets ripped for the stuff we talked about yesterday, a lot of the processing stuff. Like he's doesn't make a lot of quick.
Yeah, he's athletically gifted. DeMarcus Russell type of arm.
Okay.
But he doesn't have good pre-snap capabilities.
Okay. Now, what I love about my pick is we'll all, just like he's forgettable right now, we're all going to forget about that pick in the years to come, too. Jeremy's not like, we've saved it forever.
You got the tape. Tape don't lie.
in 4 years when he gets traded for a pair of socks to another team, and then you're going to be like, remember when you said this? I'll go, fine. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Good picks, everybody. Really good picks. We will return and jump in next hour to the best local players that are still available and where they could end up, best landing spots possibly for these places as well. It's not just about – now it's about marrying guys with a place.
Right.
Not just marrying a team to that guy. Now let's talk about the place
what
and
makes
the guy.
Sense,
yes,
right.
Absolutely. We'll break it all down. We'll come back. We got more to go around the corner. Stay here. 97.5 EKSL Sports Zone.